Comedy Week with the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Wrapping up the Novos Week of Comedy, all thanks to the Newcastle Comedy Festival. It kicks off today, June 28, and goes through to the 21st of July. We've had a whole heap of comedians come into town. They've been on the line with us, and today a very special guest. Rowan Arneal is bringing Top of the Food Chain, his show, to the Newcastle Comedy Festival, July 14 at the Comedy Club. G'day, Rowan. How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. How you doing?
Mate, we are fantastic. It's been a big week of chatting to comedians, wrapping things up with yourself. How excited are you to be coming to Nui?
Yeah, I am stoked. I go to Nui all the time, to be honest, so it's a little less different than them.
Do you just come up here to do gigs or just for tourism reasons?
The gigs are good, and also, it's just a bit of business, a bit of pleasure, mate.
Oh, of course, yeah. A bit of me, you've got the best of both worlds.
That's it.
I mean, 14 schooners. Get amongst the culture.
All right, Rowan, here's a bit of a local question for you. I'll quiz you a bit. Where's your favourite pub to go to when you come to Newcastle?
Oh, the last.
Oh, good choice.
I just like an enormous beer garden.
Yeah, they're not bad.
and the owner there will sometimes try and get you to do stand-up. For a lot of people that don't want stand-up, he'll turn the music off and he'll offer you $500 and you just stand there and bomb for $500.
Nice.
Oh, as if you wouldn't do that.
Of course.
That sounds like a great deal.
It's terrible for everyone except the comedian. Everyone's so angry.
I believe that you used to work as a garbo. Has that given you some material along the way? Do you miss it?
4:30 starts, mate. Would you miss it?
Well,
no.
That's
what we do, mate.
Yeah, true. So I'm actually speaking to people that understand. No, it's good. And it was during COVID, so like I felt like the freest man. I was on the back of trucks just being like, this rules. But also, a lot of the people that are garbos because they have a bit of a problem with authority. Sometimes the days can be a little bit stressful just because of the people involved.
What made you jump to comedy, Rowan?
Oh, I was just young and there was an open mic at my local pub and I just would watch it sometimes and then out of spite, I was like, these guys suck. So it was mainly spite driven. And now the people that I thought sucked are some of my closest friends. So
anything you can do, I can do better.
Yeah, a bit of that. And then I was like, oh, it's actually quite hard.
And you know what? And doing things out of spite is a great way to live your life. Very wholesome. I totally endorse it. So good job on getting on board the spite train.
It's a good motivator.
Yeah, I agree. Spite, revenge,
yeah.
All of
these things. I've lost weight through both those reasons.
are you rocking the revenge bod right now?
Oh, that time's passed, but there was a period.
Yeah, nice.
There was a 6 month window for sure.
Well, your strategy seems to be working for you, Rowan. You're going from strength to strength. 2019, a finalist in the Funniest Person in Austin competition. You've done the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, the Sydney Comedy Festival. You're coming to Nui for the Newcastle Comedy Festival.
Topping it off,
topping
really.
Topping it off, indeed. The show is called Top of the Food Chain, Rowan, and I wanted to ask you a couple of things to see who would be the top of the food chain in these scenarios. You ready?
All right, yeah, for sure.
Beautiful. Mickey Mouse versus Bugs Bunny. Who's coming out on top?
Bugs Bunny, for sure.
Absolutely. Ooh. Absolutely.
It's all that more carrot strength.
Yeah, 100%. Popeye. All right, heading to the animal kingdom. A tiger versus a polar bear.
Polar bear.
Whoa.
Do you reckon?
Make them harder, bro.
I would have thought it. No, have you seen how vicious a tiger can be?
But they're so strong.
Yeah, and, well, it depends on the environment as well.
Yeah.
You didn't specify. Like, if it was up in the cold region, obviously the tiger's at disadvantage because it's out of its element.
But if snow tigers?
No, if the polar bear, though, was in, you know, the heat of Southeast Asia, sweating its balls
absolutely
off.
Absolutely, wouldn't last.
We got to meet in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
Call it a tie.
Temperate climate.
And we'll wrap it up, mate. Albo versus Joe Biden.
Albo, bro.
Yeah, good.
Oh,
yeah.
Albo's
still cognizant.
We are number one. Australia is number one.
My grandpa can speak better than Joe Biden.
That's it.
He's not the president of any country.
Well, we can't wait to have you up here in Newcastle again. And, you know, seeing you're a regular. And we look forward to seeing you at the show.
All right. Thanks, mate.
Rowan Arneal's at the Newcastle Comedy Festival on the 14th of July. He's at the Newcastle Comedy Club. Get your tickets online.